As a black man in America, I want to stop tensing up when I see police officers because my blackness might set them off. We want the same positive community relations with cops that whites experience, and we are not getting this. So when Philando Castile or Alton Sterling or the hundred of other names that I could mention are killed, black people mourn like they lost a close relative because they realize that the trauma that police brutality terrorizes on black lives is actually something that they've experienced. See, blacks have a collective memory of police mistreatment and realize that while Philando Castile was murdered by police, he was stopped over 50 times in the past 14 years, 50 times. And he doesn't have a conviction for a violent or major crime. This is the daily mental and emotional trauma that blackness manifests. Even when we don't die by police brutality, this mental and emotional trauma manifests itself in physical ways through stress, high blood pressure, other poor health outcomes. It leads to us dying an early, slow death in our 30s, 40s, and 50s, well before we should. I bet if the blood pressure of blacks was checked when a black person is killed by police, it would significantly increase. When these incidents happen, black people are unable to sleep, unable to eat, unable to go to work, and when they do go to work, they cry at their desk. We have migraine headaches, body aches, pains. We start having conversations about increasing our life insurance policies just in case a traffic stop goes super racist and biased. Why? Because we are mourning. We are mourning a person whose life should have mattered, which means our lives don't matter. We are mourning an America promised to us that never transpired. We are mourning broken promises every time we look at our kids and smile as if stuff is normal. We mourn America just like white people do. Our DNA is in this land. We are America and America is us, but America doesn't love us. America tolerates us unconditionally, or actually conditionally, until we act too free or too expressive or too demonstrative or too loud or too defiant or too successful or too real. And then America disposes of us. Finally, I'm not here to make you feel comfortable with or guilty about black oppression. I'm here to speak truth to power. If you want to help change that oppression and create equity for all human beings, then remember that your silence is your acceptance. We can change this. One conversation, one policy, one pause of a gun trigger at a time. In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we are here to cash the check of broken promises since the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And we want that check cashed now. We are here for justice, dignity, respect, and equality.